Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Thirteen kids, but me and Craig are still fertile. Ladies.
Yes, run screaming.
Nick, you're not capable of
You're talking
of,
to us, right?
Reproducing?
Oh, well, that too.
Vasectomy.
He's all.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So 60% of us have been vasectomized.
That helps, because we don't need to expand on that 13-kid thing.
We had staff in Arby's.
Hey. I'm sure they'd love that.
Yeah. We could, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
We got the kids.
We are celebrating Canned Food Month this month.
All right.
Thank goodness for canned food.
Yep.
Yeah.
I eat soup out of a can.
I do, too.
I don't eat a lot of other canned food.
Yeah, fruits and vegetables.
Oh, veggies.
Fruits and vegetables. Yeah. We'll keep some canned fruit or canned vegetables in the
tuna,
cupboard.
I'll eat tuna out of a can once in a while.
I go with the tuna out of the packet.
Yeah.
I sleep SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Still?
Hmm? Every once in a while, maybe once every 2 months.
SpaghettiOs are cool.
I remember years ago when the kids had SpaghettiOs and I decided,
well, it stains your insides, but so is everything else.
Yeah, look what it does to the can.
Right.
That's what the insides of your stomach look like.
Yeah, it looks worse.
I'm going to try some of these because I haven't had them since I was a kid. And my God. Horrible.
Oh, they're terrible.
Yeah. How did I think this was good?
You're a kid.
Your palate was not as refined
then. That's
I don't mind them.
Take your wife out for SpaghettiOs. Valentine's Day. Bring home a can of SpaghettiOs.
I'll eat like a child, though. I'll still have a Lunchable. I'm fine.
Yeah, Lunchables are cool. I don't mind those. Kids get them once in a while, and I got to try one.
Yeah, with the protein pack ones, the post-workout, nuts and cheese.
Well, no, there's actually just Lunchables, too. A little crackers.
I'm just going to like the watered-down ham.
Yeah, it is. But today we're enjoying good food from Hog Wild Barbecue.
Great food.
We're shunning the Lunchables today.
Circular noodles in a can.
Right.
We got a whole shelf full of, that is not processed food. None of that is processed food.
No.
Hot off the smoker.
So Taylor Swift won the Best Solo Act in the World Award at the 2020 NME Awards in London on Wednesday.
What is NME? That's
not the point of the story.
Matter, right? Well, I'd like to know.
Okay, look it up.
Right. What does that stand for?
Look it up.
New Musical Express, British music journalism website and former magazine.
Right.
Okay, it's named after a publication.
Mm-hmm. They've been around since 1952, so they're long-standing.
Yeah, so they're hardly new.
No.
What was surprising to me was the trophy is just a middle finger trophy.
Cool.
Really?
Yeah. It's just the bird.
Cool.
Just a hand flipping you off.
Right. That's awesome.
I like that. Or
now I want to win one.
Or you can use
exactly.
It for
something else. Yeah. So that's one of the finest trophies you're going to get.
Yeah.
Do they offer up something for best regional radio producer?
You got a big finger. We'll give you a big finger, Craig. Puss. Whoever.
I'm You're looking at a kind. Picture of it. It is a pretty cool looking statue there. Was she there to accept it?
She was. She wasn't there when she won originally, but in 2015 or 2016. But she
took it home.
She did take home the bird.
Finger. Did she shoot whipped cream into her mouth? I like that scene in that commercial.
Yeah.
Again, I still think it's a little insensitive of her to be taking bartending and diner gigs away from people who need them.
Right. Yeah.
She doesn't need those jobs.
I wish she'd shake my martinis.
No, because she spills them all over the place.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Party foul.
Yeah, I don't like her music, but she's gorgeous.
You're not going to be a bartender long if you keep spilling the shaker.
You can shoot whipped cream in your mouth all day long.
No, that'll get you fired eventually, too.
Not at my house.
Probably a health
I'm a dad, by the way. That's it, I'm a dad. We got 13 kids we're responsible for. Actually, 12. Todd's not responsible for the oldest one ever.
One went rogue.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm really not responsible for any of them anymore.
Yeah, you're still paying that phone bill.
They're pretty much on their own.
Still paying that phone bill for one of them.
Insurance?
Insurance for the stepsons.
No, those don't
count.
Responsible
they're fake kids. You're responsible that they're actually existing. You and the mom of your kids are responsible that they exist.
Yeah, we put them on this earth.
Right. You put him
good,
on the
bad,
earth,
or otherwise.
You put him on the earth with two women. Yeah, it's another
oh,
stat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The rest
yeah,
of us
yeah,
only put him on the earth with one woman. And that's how it's staying, right, Craig?
Yeah.
Yep. Did cancer kill your sperm?
I don't know.
Did the radiation kill your sperm?
No idea.
That's not where they were shooting.
No, they were. They weren't. Actually, it might have killed our sperm, actually.
Much more likely.
Let that go.
Sorry.
You're not.
I know.
You're absolutely not.
You should ask that, Craig.
Right.
Why would I?
Just to find out if you're still fertile. If I'm the only fertile guy left.
Well, no, yeah. They weren't shooting the balls with radiation.
No, but the radiation was in your body.
Yeah, but
he might be lower.
He didn't bathe in a radiation pool. I mean, it was pretty precise.
Right,
thing.
Let's test it. Now.
I would think chemo might have more of an
effect.
Yeah,
I think so.
That.
But radiation probably kills your sperm,
radiation
too.
Radiation is different than chemo.
Yeah, of course.
It's more concentrated. Right.
I guess you're just going to have to try to knock somebody up and see what happens.
Or just get tested.
Nah.
Yeah. Just go to your.
Where's the risk in that?
Drop off a sample. See how many swimmers
that's
you
true.
Got.
Just bareback it for a couple years. Yeah. See what happens.
See, if it were an issue, I might look into that.
Yeah, yeah. I'll bareback it for a couple of hours.
Yeah, but it's not not an issue. I don't have to worry about that.
It's a relief.
You would bareback it for a couple of years and then end up with a kid to be all pissed. Damn it.
Boy, wouldn't you? Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You can always just go off to ASU.
I'm dreading the day I show up and my wife's adopted a kid.
Yeah, you
She's
tell
like,
me.
Surprise!
You think that's still going to happen, right?
No, yeah.
I think you have to be involved in that. You have to sign some papers.
There'd be some interviews.
Yeah, it's like she's going to the shelter and picked one up.
A lot of money.
Yep. Yeah.
Jeremy wants to know.
And you can mess up that interview in a heartbeat.
Do you guys?
I will.
Do you guys hate money?
What about 13 kids?
I don't know the kids.
Yeah.
That's why I only had one. Damn things are expensive.
I got a buddy out in Denver, and they have no kids. And they have all the toys.
Yeah, one of my sister's friends, real good friends.
So I looked at his toy collection when I last visited him. And said,
but their lives are empty, man.
Is this what you get when you don't
their
spend...
Their lives are empty.
This is what you get when you don't spend $1 million raising kids.
Right. Jet ski?
Yeah.
Yep.
I had $200 once, like 8 years ago.
Yeah?
Yep.
Those were the
it's
days.
Gone.
Felt
yeah.
good, didn't
yeah, it? Yeah, it did.
Felt good. The world was your oyster.
Right.
It was. Then we went to dinner and it was gone.
Oh, it's my boy Travis. My stepson.
Your stepson.
Yeah.
Hey, I just heard you guys. I'm not on your insurance.
We never said Travis was, did we?
Yeah, he said. He said the fake kids were on the insurance.
Oh, he did.
No, I think I'm paying your car insurance. Yeah. Your truck.
Well, yeah, that's just because my mom said it was cheaper for you guys to do it.
Yeah, right.
So, y'all.
Yeah, I would get out. I get out when the getting's good there, Travis.
Yeah.
Just say thank you and get out.
Pull the ripcord. Bail.
I love that, man. That's great.
He thought he had you.
He did.
Yep.
Well, that's just because it's cheaper for you guys. Called out. Good for Travis. Good job, buddy.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Did you introduce himself as Todd's fake kid? That'd be a great bit to do. Because the word fake kid is just one of those old bits. Old friend of ours, Jimmy Casino, said that years ago to another good friend of ours as an insult. And it was just so harsh. I was in the room. I was in the limo when it happened. And it was so harsh. But it became just our word for step kids.
Yeah.
And I know that step parents get mad. Actually, they never really get much crap out, do we?
No.
Yeah, it's a funny bit.
Nah.
It's just a funny bit.
But if you say used dog, that's when people bail on you.
Too far, man.
Right.
Too far.
Yeah, used kids doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Okay, Michael
Even the church turns those down.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want newbies.
Arm x-rayed.
Catholic church, I meant.
A couple of weeks ago, and they put a lead liner over his junk. Did they do that for you when you were doing the radiation?
No.
Because it wasn't aimed in that direction.
No, it was aimed much higher.
Yeah.
I got an x-ray every day, I think. That's what they said.
Yeah. Well, once again, we should get checked then.
Yeah.
They did radiate your throat.
And Randy says it's good we're here because it's a great place to raise kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's every state in the country.
He also has a good radio interview question. And I appreciate this. This is our buddy from Tampa. Where he's not bragging about how freaking warm it is in Tampa because it's nice in Florida right now.
Yep.
With all these celebrities you guys have met or talked to, is there anyone or any time that you ever got starstruck?
I wrote two down. We've never, in person wise, I don't think we've really met anybody, because even famous comedians, we get to know just on a regular basis and they're just good
dudes. I think I would probably get a little more intimidated if they were in the studio. It's easier to deal
with. Yeah, but I only have two. I saw the question earlier, and I think the only people I could really come up with, me personally, was Gene Hackman.
That's on my list.
Gene Hackman, and I think Gene Hackman was old, and he was talking about his book. I think the conversation went okay.
Yeah,
I think it was really good.
But I think Bill Clinton.
Oh,
I just forgot about Clinton. We talked to Bill Clinton.
Even I got a little starstruck on that one, and all I had to say was, "Thanks for your time, Mr. President." And I went,
That was really cool because it was Bill Clinton, and I don't care who you are, he was President of the United States. And that was pretty cool. And also I wrote down Kevin Costner because I think he doesn't do many interviews, and it was Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
To me, saying the word Kevin Costner is like saying Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, the elite crowd of actors, like the Jack Nicholsons, the Al Pacinos. We never got to talk to those guys, but we did talk to Kevin Costner.
Totally.
You think anybody else? Yeah. I couldn't think of anybody else. I was Star Trek.
Big fan of his work.
Cosby?
You know,
You know, at first.
At the time.
The first time Cosby talked to us, because before we knew he was all rapey. And he was just a legend. That's a good one. I was a little nervous with Cosby, but it went well. And we talked to Cosby three times.
Yeah.
Until the rape.
Steve Martin and Martin Short. I mean, those guys are...
Oh, I forgot about that. Was recently.
That
I was
recently.
A little nervous about that one.
Those guys are legends.
I was starstruck
those
there.
Those guys are legends.
And I can't think of anybody else. Did you write anybody else down?
None come to mind.
Because we've mentioned that our rock heroes we haven't talked to. I mean, we never talked to Springsteen.
Well, Nick did. Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
But real rock heroes.
I'm still nervous about that.
I mean, Springsteen, anybody in the Stones, anybody in the Beatles, anybody in Zeppelin. We just never talked to those guys.
I'll never talk to
our
Tom
group,
Petty.
Our age group of guys, younger rock stars, I've talked to a bunch of them, and I'm not intimidated by them because they're just good dudes. They're regular guys.
No, I will admit, even on my end, when I got to say, good morning, Mr. Costner.
I know. Yeah,
just hearing those words pass my own lips, I went, "Whoa!"
He was cool.
This is
he
was crazy.
Cool. I guess that's the answer we got.
Did you say good morning, Mr. Pussy?
He did. He did. He did.
Clinton probably said that.
Guy does his research.
Yeah. Good morning, Mr. Pussy.
And then he got on the phone.
I can't think of anybody else.
Not off the top of my head. I'd have to dig back into the archives, but you pretty much covered them all.
Yep.
One of the great guys we had in the studio intimidating.
But was really famous?
Kevin Nealon.
Yeah.
I saw him on the list of people that got to go to Jennifer Aniston's 51st birthday party the other day.
Really?
Yeah. The other, huge names that everyone knows. And then Kevin Nealon's in there as well.
Yeah, he's that famous, too.
Yes, he is. Yeah. And I was like, oh, hey.
That's a great point. Kevin Nealon walked in there. That freaked me out a little bit because regular comedians that I've known... I'm not starstruck by those guys.
But put us
Kevin Nealon walking in here, I was starstruck.
Yeah, he hosted Weekend Update.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Put us at ease right away. He's so down to earth.
Oh, he was great.
Oh, yeah.
Nealon was great in the studio.
Yeah, I made an ass of myself in front of him.
Oh, really?
It's a funny bone. Well, hosting for him.
You hosted for him? Okay.
Yeah. I walk in the green room and I'm like, nice to meet you. It's crazy. I grew up watching the dude.
Right.
But he's like, what do you think of this joke? And it was like something about like a skydiver. And I was like, I don't get it.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't get it.
Okay.
And I didn't know if it was like a test to just see if I was like some ass that was just going to kiss his ass or whatever. Like, and then he's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, all right. And then he did the joke during the show.
Did he do it on stage different?
Yeah, and like two-thirds of the crowd laughed. And I'm like, I still don't get it. I'm an idiot.
Do you remember it?
No.
Was it just the way he says things? Because he says things in a certain way.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about skydiving.
And that's going to bug you forever, right? That's going to bug you forever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought it might have been a test. Just like, oh, let's see if this guy's just going to like grovel. Let's do this joke. Throw this out here. Then if he laughs,
you didn't
he's an idiot.
At all. You said I didn't get it.
Yeah, and I was like, I would have leaned towards kissing his ass. Right? You know?
Yeah, but if you'd have laughed out loud, and he was just because he's kind of a smart ass. He might have just told you something that wasn't a joke.
Yeah,
to see if you laugh.
Like, why is that funny?
Right.
I don't know. I just run out of the room
because you said it.
Because they don't want gratuitous laughter. when they're asking you like that.
No, that's a tough question. But you legitimately didn't get the joke.
No.
All right.
Yeah, they don't want a
courtesy. I never will.
They don't want a courtesy laugh. He wouldn't ask you if he just wanted a courtesy laugh. He's beyond that.
Yeah, in the studio, I forgot about Kevin. Thank you for bringing that up there, Craig.
And that makes me think that Jennifer Aniston's cool, too, if she's inviting Kevin Nealon to her birthday party.
Pretty cool.
I think he's been doing with that YouTube thing. He's been doing that hiking with Kevin.
Yeah, he's
getting some pretty big A-list names. Go out and do that with him.
He's been in that circle for years now. He was one of the Channeling Sunday crowd.
Yeah.
With all those stars, you know.
Oh, hangs out with Adam Sandler. Right. Yeah, he hangs around with a lot of A-listers.
But I think it'd be a little tougher sometimes. We always talk about it might be easier if Kevin Costner was sitting in the studio with us, and I think it would be after a while, but at first it wouldn't be. But when Puss puts him on the phone and we go, "Hi, Mr. Costner," that was nervous enough.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't get any facial expressions from a guy.
No, there's no feedback.
Yeah. Right.
And I think we'd be more comfortable.
And Gene Hackman is a complete legend, and that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but remember, we broke him down immediately.
What we play.
Because
I brought
him in with a clip from Young Frankenstein.
Right.
And he was rolling when you brought him up. That helps a lot.
I'll be honest with you. I thought when Tom Arnold walked in there, that was pretty cool. Because I know that Tom comes from the stand-up background, and he got famous because of Roseanne, but he's had his own great career since then. When he sat down there, I said, that's Tom Arnold. That's pretty cool.
But if Gene Hackman... And,
walked in here?
Costner would have sat down.
Yeah, like Norm did?
It might have been a little uncomfortable at first.
At first.
But when we get him on, we have 8 to 10 minutes. And you want to jam in all these questions.
Yeah, you got to break it down pretty quick.
If we had him for an hour, you could take a little more polite pace to it.
Yeah. One guy I thought of here recently who he was not a star when we had him here in the studio.
That happens a lot,
was Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Kevin
Hart
was
not a star at all.
He was at the Funny Bone. He came in on a Thursday and a Friday. We had a great time.
He came 2 days in a row that week?
Yeah, he came 2 days in a row, and we had a great time. He laughed
and
hung out, and then now he's just, international megastar.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah, in the stratosphere.
And
now,
none of us even thought to take a picture with the guy.
No. No, I knew he was funny.
Yeah. He was good. Yeah, he was really, he was a known traveling comedian at that point, but now, look at him.
Yep. I forgot.
Yeah, another big name that you weren't intimidated by, that wasn't a big name at the time, Chris Pratt.
Yes. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. He came in with John Beasley, our actor buddy friend, and Chris was in the Everwood with him. And he was in town, and he wrote a rough script for the Marlon Brisco story called A Magician. I have a copy of that script in my office. Written by Chris Pratt.
That was years before he became action hero.
Yes, it was.
But now he's a huge star,
he's a
and I
guardian
got a script written
galaxy.
By him, an unproduced script written by Chris Pratt in my studio, in my office at home.
Yeah.
I don't think it's worth anything, but I'm going to keep it.
Not the point. That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool memory.
He was
for
not
you,
famous. He was an actor on a TV show. I think he had done one movie since then. We knew who he was when he walked in here, but I forgot about Chris Pratt because
he's a big star.
He's stratosphere.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that guy's a star.
Right. We couldn't get him on the phone.
No.
No. And the only reason we got the meeting is because of John Beasley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell him you're holding that script, Ransom.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably got a copy of it.
Yeah.
Pete Buttigieg is the target of a fake news clipping claiming that he was arrested as a teenager for killing dogs. The Twitter user who came up with this bogus story and the newspaper that allegedly published it both say the clipping is a fake. The person who shared it on his Twitter account has repeatedly said the story and the clipping are fakes, and it was supposed to be a joke. The newspaper where the story supposedly appeared, the South Bend Tribune, said it never published the story. They don't know what's going on, but they've gotten more than 2,000 shares on Facebook and 2,000 retweets for something that is a fake from thing one.
Yep.
It didn't appear.
A real fake story, right?
Yes. Yeah. It did not appear anywhere.
Right.
It's not true.
I never heard it until right now. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
of course
it's
not true.
It's going around.
Yeah,
well, not of course it's not true. You don't know what's true and what's not, what so-and-so did as a kid.
But, I see Buttigieg as a dog fighter. Yeah.
No, you don't see that, but you don't see that, but, if it's a, you maybe you look into it. It's tough to know what's true and what's not.
Yeah.
You do look into it.
Well, you looked into it? Sanders.
Where'd he grow up?
I think he grew up in South Bend.
Yeah, he's an Indiana guy. Yeah.
Tough streets of South Bend.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Pete Buttigieg, not a dog killer. Just saying.
Good to know.
What a dirty business.
Yeah, that part, especially when they're ripping each other apart, to run against a guy who's got the worst press ever because he's done a horrible. That's a weird part about it. They're all ripping each other apart, and the media's doing it too without saying what this guy's doing every day. Horrible stuff every day as the leader.
Because he's immune to it.
Thank you. But I'm saying the left is eating each other up.
Yeah, yeah.
Picking on little crap.
Well, that happens
like this
every election cycle.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
You know, the non-incumbent, if there's a Democrat in office, the Republicans fight and scrap and tear each other down. And that's why majority of presidents get reelected.
Right.
Yeah, it's such a slog to get through.
Right.
Yeah. Because there's plus
you can just cheat now.
Yeah, infighting on the other side.
Yeah.
It's in the best interest of the country.
Right.
Story out of India. These always end well.
Yeah, last one did. Yeah. The story earlier about a guy killing himself, thought he had the coronavirus.
That was brutal.
Hung himself in his mom's grave. Was there a tree right near the grave? That's what I was thinking. Hopefully. You hang yourself on a gravestone, you're just going to hit the ground.
He planted one and just waited.
You don't know how tall he was.
Yeah, that's you don't know how tall he is or the gravestone.
He might have been an Indian dwarf.
Could have been a nice monument.
Over there, they just call him a dwarf.
Yeah,
could have been a beautiful monument.
Yeah.
How about Bob Saget? Were you guys...
Not Indian.
Yeah. Were you guys intimidated by Bob Saget?
Bob was cool, but Bob's totally from the stand-up world. When he walked right in here, he was just being... Yeah, I was cool. I don't know about intimidated, but I thought it was really cool.
No, I was totally...
Intimidated and cool were two different things to me.
But I was totally at ease shortly after we started talking
with
him.
Yeah. More intimidated by Nealon, I thought. Because Nealon to me was,
And he's taller.
Right.
There's that, too.
They're both pretty tall.
Yeah. Saget's pretty tall, too.
Right.
All right, who's taller?
Move on.
You want me to look this one up?
Give me the dead.
I do. Yeah.
An organic game. Nealon's
taller. Out of India.
Nealon's taller.
Oh, back to India.
Out of India, a teacher took a 7-mile bicycle ride to his school, took off his helmet, and found a deadly venomous reptile snake inside the helmet that he wore the whole way.
Always check your helmet.
All right, I got the answer here.
It was coiled up above his head. The man was not bitten or harmed by the snake. He had no idea. Despite that, he decided to burn that helmet and buy another.
could be eggs in that helmet.
Yeah, don't want to be anywhere near that.
The venom. What a nightmare. Could be eggs in his head now.
Yeah.
Who's taller, Puss?
Push.
Really? 6'4"?
Oh, Push. 6'4".
6'4"? Okay.
Wow.
I knew Nealon was 6'4". All right. Man. Good game. Unasked for game, by the way. Who's the tallest guy you're intimidated by? That's it. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.